أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكم أهلكنا من قرية بطرت معيشتها فتلك مساكنهم لم تسكن من بعدهم إلا قليلا وكنا نحن الوارثين وما كان ربك مهلك القرى حتى يبعث في أمها رسولا يتلو عليهم آياتنا وما كنا مهلك القرى إلا وأهلها ظالمون وما أوتيتم من شيء فمتاع الحياة الدنيا وزينتها وما عند الله خير وأبقى أفلا تعقلون صدق الله العظيم. In days before this, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about an excuse that the kuffar of Makkah had placed in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for not accepting Iman and Islam, and that is that if they accepted Iman and Islam, then they feared the attacks of the enemies from the tribes around Makkah Mukarrama, and that may result in the fact that the lands of Makkah may be snatched away from them. In response to that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's first response was that even in a state of disbelief, even whilst you have ascribed partners to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had still kept you safe and secure. Allah Rabbul Izzat still saw to your needs and necessities by way of your sustenance, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provided you despite the fact that Makkah is a barren land with different fruits from around the region and the area, and yet you cannot understand that if you bring Iman, how much more secure would Allah ta'ala make you, and how much more barakah and blessings Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant you. The second response of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lie in these ayat and verses, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا, that how many a village or how many a town or city that we had destroyed, بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا, that the people of these villages, the people of these cities and towns had become proud insofar as their subsistence was concerned, insofar as their livelihood were concerned, that they became so proud with their dwellings, they became so proud with their earnings and their income, and in that way they had forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pride and arrogance got the better of them, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. So if you look at the reality of it, that you are, O people of Makkah, afraid of the tribes from around the regions, but are you not afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab? Are you not afraid that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may destroy your dwellings? Allah may destroy your city. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way will destroy you. فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Now, the reality of these villages are such that besides a few, they are not inhabited in any way. In other words, when you look at the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, there is only a sea. When you go through the other people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed, you will find the ruins, and no one ever inhabited those places, no one ever inhabited those cities, and those cities lie in ruin. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys, Allah will leave you as an example for the people of the past. Do you not fear that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may do so with you, but rather you opted to fear the tribes around you, that if you bring Iman, then they will attack you and they will snatch away your land. وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are the inheritors, and here it means that the inheritor takes away from that person who he has inherited after his demise. And here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person that will take away that land, and when the inheritor becomes the owner, he can dispose as much as in a manner that he wishes and desires, and similarly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will do so. Then the second rule Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here places is وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا, that it is not the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah destroys cities or towns, but Allah will only do it حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا, until Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent a Rasul to its capital. Now when we look at any country and we look at any community, the central of that will be the capital. It will be there where decisions are made. It will be there where the intelligent will live, and they will influence the lives of the cities around. And that is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to the very capital and the very central points of the places that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows that Allah Rabbul Izzat is most just. Allah will first send down a Rasul. That Rasul will come to the people. He will warn the people. Allah will not just destroy a community or a people without sending any Nabi. And when that Nabi comes, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا, he will recite from our ayat and our verses. وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَىٰ إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. And the third aspect of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not just destroy cities or destroy dwellings or destroy towns or villages, but only when the people have become transgressive, when they have become oppressive, when they have broken the commandments of Allah, they have violated the commandments of Allah. After the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam had come, they did not take heed, then only would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy. In the last of these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا. That, O people of Makkah, you have clung onto Makkah, and you have the fear that Makkah will be snatched away from you. But the reality of this is that the whole people of the world should realize and understand that we have not given them anything but فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Whatever we have given them is in actual fact the benefit of this material world, and that benefit obviously is just for a very, very short while. وَزِينَتُهَا, and the adornment of this material world. But the reality of what Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept in stock and in store for them, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ, and whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better, and that is insofar as the ni'mat of Jannah is concerned, وَأَبَقَى, and more lasting, more enduring, in other words, lasting forever and ever. So you have a choice. Accept this material world, accept the adornment of this material world for a very short while, and then rob yourselves of the hereafter, or alternatively give up this material world and opt for the hereafter. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send down barakat, that this world also Allah will see to your needs, and in the hereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant you the best. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. O mankind, O insan, do you not understand this concept that Allah has sent us in this world for a very, very short while? Whatever Allah has granted us in this world is also for a very short while, and in comparison to the hereafter, it has absolutely no value. The hereafter is far better, and it is more lasting and more enduring. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.